Welcome to the Post-Narc Life podcast. It's time to leave behind the narcissist narrative and build an amazing life that you love. You got through, but you're not done. We're going to build your next level of wealth, create healthy relationships, find deep self-connection to expand your unique impact on this world, and leave behind a legacy of love. I'm your host, Laura, by the way. I've been there. I get it. And I've got you. Let's go build your post-narc life. Hello, hello, and welcome. You've made it. Congratulations. You have made it to the very first episode of Post-Narc Life. This is an amazing place to start. I'm so excited you're here. And if you are here, it's because you have had to endure emotional abuse, specifically from a narcissist relationship. So first of all, I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I'm so sorry you had to experience that. I want to acknowledge the reality that that was really terrible. It just was. I'm with you. I've been there. I know exactly what it's like. You are an amazing person. You are here. You have survived. And in many cases, you got out of there. That's incredible. You've done what probably felt impossible for a really long time. You've done that. You are a hero. You are a pioneer, and you are to be commended. So welcome. It's such an honor to be in your ears right now. This is where it begins. You've done the impossible. So what's next? What are you going to build next? That's what this podcast is all about. It's about intentionally building your life after your narcissist abuse, your post-narc life. You've left the narc relationship. You've freed yourself. You've done a huge heroic thing, but that's only the beginning. Because the reality of emotional abuse is that your brain has changed in order to survive the emotional abuse. What's still hanging out in your brain is old survival mechanism that showed up for you to get you through to the next day, maybe even the next minute that you had to use over and over again. And so the work that we're going to do here is about correcting these mechanisms so that you can create your post-narc possible, whatever that is for you. Because leaving the narcissist is so much more than getting the divorce, moving out, changing jobs, going no contact, whatever it is that looks like. In fact, you actually might still be in a narcissist relationship situation. And listen, this is not a problem, okay? Because the podcast and the work that we do here is about teaching you that the real narcissist problem is actually in your own brain. Not that we absolve the narcissist of any responsibility for the actions that they take, but what I care about is the brain inside of your body that tolerates abuse, the one that compromises on her or his boundaries, the one that believes that safety is found in keeping the narcissist happy, the one that hates and erases herself to stay loved and stay safe. That is the narc that we leave behind. That is the narcissist conditioning that we are going to end, that we're going to be done with and move forward with the life we actually want. So it doesn't matter who's in your life. It doesn't matter if you are still in contact with your narcissist parents. It doesn't matter if you're technically still married to your narcissist. It doesn't matter if you still work at that job. It doesn't matter if you've left. It doesn't matter what the person, the circumstance of your life actually is. What I care about is your brain and the thoughts and the emotions that are happening for you. We are going to build a new you. We're going to build a new brain. So regardless of what your circumstances are, that is the primary goal of all of this work here. Now, along the way, are we going to talk about what it looks like to change your circumstances? Absolutely. That can be and may be part of the puzzle for your specific journey. However, it's not my job to tell you how to run your life. It's not my job to tell you where you should go, who you should be around, who you should be talking to or not talking to. That is a decision that you are going to make. And we are going to bring your self-trust, your self-love forward so that you can make a decision like that from an empowered place. All right? So let's talk a little bit about what is coaching. So if you're here, you probably already have a pretty good idea of what coaching is. But I want to make a very clear distinction about the difference between coaching and therapy. They're very different. They seem to overlap and they seem to be very similar, but At the end of the day, coaching and therapy are there to accomplish different things. Now listen, I highly recommend therapy and I highly recommend coaching. Specifically, I recommend a version of therapy called EMDR that's especially helpful for those of us who survive narcissist abuse because it is very trauma focused. And so when you're in that high trauma place, absolutely go to a therapist. Absolutely work with a licensed practitioner of EMDR or CBT or whatever it is they've got out there. There's neurofeedback. There's all kinds of therapy modalities. Go ahead and research it, figure it out, get yourself a therapist, get yourself stable. I work with both right now, actually. So I have both a therapist and a coach, and I follow lots of different professionals in the field of both. And it's an amazing thing for me because I have different goals and I have different needs that both can accomplish. So with therapy, what you want to accomplish is getting yourself stable, managing your trauma responses, managing your triggers, and having a person who can help you sift through all of the traumatic things you've been through. That's amazing, and you should absolutely do that. Now, coaching, on the other hand, coaching is about achieving a specific goal. Coaching is about expanding yourself, opening yourself up to possibility, and allowing yourself to go after the things that you want. And the coaching process is about getting all of the self-doubt, all of the lack of possibility, the scarcity, the struggle out of the way so that your goals become reality, so that you can actually achieve your goals. So I like to give the scenario that a therapist is like when you break your leg and you go to the ER, they set your leg, give you medication, they help you become stable so that you can go out in life and live normally. Whereas a coach is in that scenario, you would not hire an ER doctor to help you achieve Olympic gold. You would hire a coach to help you achieve the goal. So both of them are very different. And I hope that in our work together, you are really clear about knowing that our coaching work is to help you reach your goals. And if you are struggling to be stable, go ahead and hire a therapist too. Hire both at the same time or one or the other. Your journey is going to look very different than someone else. But we are all here to help you. You have been through some crazy stuff. You've experienced some out of control stuff. And there are so many professionals who specialize in narcissist recovery, in understanding the narcissist abusive situation. In our work together on this podcast and with us, I have been there. I've done the work. I know what it's like. And I want to get you to achieving the things that you want to achieve, guaranteed through the coaching process. It's really about getting all of the old conditioning out of the way. It's replacing old survival conditioning with new thoughts and beliefs that actually help you take the action you need to take in the right way, in the right time, in the right amount, so that you achieve any goal that you want. That's what coaching is really all about. It's about taking you from a place of scarcity and survival to a place of abundance. It's about taking you from a place of self-hate to a place of self-love. It's about taking you from fear-based actions to courage and empowered and peaceful-based actions. It's about taking you from a sense of despair to a sense of hope and possibility all the time. It's about taking you from focusing on the negative all the time to focusing on the positive. And let me just pause for a second right here and let's talk about toxic positivity. Toxic positivity is absolutely a thing. And I don't want any of this work together to be construed as toxic positivity. And so I want you to see clearly the difference between the two. Positivity is about opening yourself up to all of the possible options, reframing your experiences, reframing what your reality is in a way that serves you to reach your future goals. Toxic positivity is about someone else forcing you to ignore negative emotions, to avoid processing negative emotions so that they can feel better because they feel uncomfortable with your negativity in that moment. It's okay to feel negative sometimes. It's okay to have negative emotion. That's, in fact, a huge part of the work we do is processing all of the negative emotion that's going to come to you, all the negative emotion that's going to come up. There's so much negative emotion when it comes to surviving narcissists. I mean, there's just a ton of grief, anger, loss, struggle, confusion. I mean, you name it, it's there. And that's not a problem. We process through all of that. We allow your body to process through any negative things so that it opens up room for the things that you want. Now, a person who is trying to force that upon you, that's where it turns toxic. When you're not ready to be positive, you're not ready to be positive. That's okay. You don't have to force yourself into that. And it's never about making the other person happy. If someone is uncomfortable with your negative emotions in that moment, that's okay. Allow them to be uncomfortable. It's not your job to make yourself positive and completely ignore emotions that need to be processed so that somebody else can feel more safe and more comfortable. That's where that line is drawn. So if you find yourself gravitating toward, oh, I've always got to be positive. I can never look at the negativity. Notice that that's where it's leaning into the toxic positivity and it's not really going to serve you ultimately. We're just going to get curious about it. You can bring it to any of the calls. You can get coaching on it because this is where we tend to get into our survival mode. And survival mode is about surviving the moment and erasing ourselves so that somebody else feels better. But in reality, you can just sit with the emotion that you're feeling and it's not a problem for anyone. And if it starts to cross the line where the negativity is staying and you're not moving forward and it's not serving you, we can take a look at that. We can get curious about it and see what's going on there. But ultimately, we want to leave behind the toxic positivity that's about forcing you to be a certain way so that someone else can feel better. Okay, hope we're clear on that. All right, we're going to take you from a place of blame to a place of responsibility, appropriate responsibility. Narcissism is all about blame. And we'll get into that as time goes on, as episodes come out. We're going to take you from a place of anxiety to a place of peace. Anxiety and peace. We will take you there. It's going to be all right. We're going to take you from doing the default to doing what it is that you actually want. We're going to take you from surviving to thriving. That's the goal here with coaching. And it's not to say that therapy doesn't necessarily involve some of that work, but we're here to build wealth. We're here to build healthy relationships. We're here to build lasting legacies of love, breaking cycles, leaving an impact on the world. These are things that we do and absolutely require tools of coaching so that you can stay in that possibility place, so you can take new action, and so that you can really open yourself up to the things that are possible to you that maybe you haven't allowed yourself to believe are possible. That's really what it's all about. So, highly recommend both, one or the other, whatever works for you. We're here to help you no matter what that looks like. Let's go build a post-narc life. Okay, so let's talk about what a post-narc life actually is, what it looks like. What a post-narc life looks like is really going to depend on how you design it. It's up to you. What does your post-narc life look like? It might look like all kinds of different things for all kinds of different people. But what it looks like will be asking yourself the question of what it is that you want? What is it that you want to build that doesn't exist yet? What is it that you want to have or become within 5 years' time, 10 years' time, looking at the full range of your life? These are questions that you can answer and get really, really specific about it. And then ask yourself, why? Why do you want those things? Why do you want this post-narc life? What is that going to give you? How is that going to change your life? How does it help bring maybe purpose or conviction or happiness or peace to your life? Really get specific on that so that you can have a clear picture of what that looks like. This is what a post-narc life feels like, generally speaking, based on the work that I've done with my clients. It feels really peaceful. It feels exciting some of the time, maybe not all the time, because excitement is a high vibration emotion and it's not sustainable for a long period of time. But a lot of the time, it can be very exciting. A post-narc life feels really fun. It feels open. It feels free. It feels like growing. It feels like changing and evolving. But it also feels like a deep-rooted sense of resilience, of courage, of love for yourself and for other people. It's amazing. I highly recommend building a post-narc life because it is awesome. Another way that you can look at it is For a lot of my clients, their postdoc life looks like having an amazing marriage and family. It might look like having a thriving faith practice or healthy relationships with family members, building a healthy relationship with yourself. Maybe you're going to build a business or create more wealth. Maybe you're going to break the cycle of abuse in your family. Maybe you're just going to use everything that you learn to help others. Maybe you're going to discover all of your gifts, your talents, and start expanding them and opening them up so you can share it with other people. You're going to learn how to explore more about yourself, looking for what else you have to offer, what else that you can develop for yourself. It looks like reaching all kinds of new goals, whatever that looks like for you. It's really just expansive. It's about really opening yourself up to the possibility of what it is you actually want and who it is you actually are. So many times, my clients who have been under the struggle of narcissist abuse for so many years and even decades really struggle to know even who they are or what they want. They're not even feeling safe enough to explore that. And so when you're here, when you're doing this work, we're going to open you up to that. So my clients run the gamut of all kinds of walks of life. I have doctors as clients, divorcees. I have adult children of narcissists. I have entrepreneurs. I have survivors of all kinds of abuse. I have cycle breakers. I have moms, working moms, stay-at-home moms. I have people all across the faith spectrum. I have men and women. I have people who have narcissist parents. I have people who have adult children who are narcissists. I have people wanting to build big dreams, and I have people who just want to do one small thing to change their life. Really, it's all over the place. It really just depends on who you are, and every person's going to be different, and every person is going to build a postdoc life that's going to look differently for them. So I really want to invite you to explore what that might look like for you. And it's really all about being done with living to make someone else happy all the time. It's about being done with forcing yourself into a mold that doesn't fit, erasing yourself for someone else's sake who's not really interested in managing their own emotions, of doing double the work in the emotional relationship. It's about being done tolerating the abuse with the person that you're around or the self-abuse. There's so much self-abuse, and we'll get into that later. Other episodes down the line, there's so much self-abuse that happens when you're surviving a narcissist. And that's not to say that it's all your fault and that it's your doing that's happening in terms of hurting yourself. It's really a survival mechanism. You don't even realize that you're doing it most of the time, if not all of the time, because you're trying to survive and it's okay. And so I hope that you listen to this with tons of compassion for yourself, because the tendency is going to be to self-blame. The tendency is going to be to self-judge, and we're going to be done with that. That's what building a postdoc life is all about. It's about being done with these habits of self-blame, self-judgment, self-berating, self-beating yourself up, all those things. We're done with that. Postdoc life is about leaving behind a legacy that you love, leaving behind a legacy of love, breaking the cycle for your family. The vast majority of the time my clients come to me, they have had generations of narcissist abuse, including entire cultural situations. The entire culture is full of it. And so your work, you're going to feel sometimes like you're alone. You're going to feel like you're the only one doing this work and that you have a mountain of the past and generations and people surrounding you that are not doing this work. And it's going to be okay. We'll talk a little bit more about that later as well. But we are cycle breakers. We are pioneers in this work. And so I want you to do this work knowing that you're not alone. There are so many people doing the same work, and I'm here to help walk you through it as well. You are not alone. It's also about the impact that you leave on this world. Now, maybe that might not be true for everyone. Some people aren't really concerned about the impact they leave in the world, but the vast majority of my clients are concerned about that. They want to help others. They want to leave the world a better place than when they found it. They want to bring everything that they're learning and everything they're doing to the people that they love and the people that they can influence. I work with a lot of coaches and entrepreneurs. I work with a lot of professionals who have a lot of people in their sphere of influence. And as they do the work to heal, so many people around them are doing that same work. It's truly miraculous. And it may not even be the coaching tools that you use to leave an impact in the world. Maybe you're an artist, or maybe you create something, or maybe you just raise a new generation of healthy people, whatever that is. If you want to leave an impact in the world, you can and you will by doing this work and by using these tools. That's absolutely available to you. It brings me tons of purpose and fulfillment to think about how I can leave an impact on the world that I'm in. Absolutely. That is very motivating for me. And if it's motivating for you, you are in the right place. It's also about living out your purpose. Do you have a purpose on this earth? Were you brought to this earth for a reason? I believe that we do have purpose. That's my particular faith background coming through. And I really think that by identifying our purpose, we really have so much fulfillment available to us. And we have a reason to keep going. We have a reason to get up in the morning. We have a reason to keep pushing forward with this work. So living out your purpose, living out your potential. We all come to this earth with limitless potential. We have innate skills, talents, desires. Desire is a big one. We're going to talk about intention in a future episode. But those desires, those intentions, those talents, those skills that you have are there. And it is my hope, it is my goal that this work really opens those things up for you. That instead of wasting the time that you have on this earth, the skills, the talents, the desires you have on making a narcissist happy and keeping yourself safe and burying them for the narcissist's sake, that instead you bring them to life. You fulfill that potential that you have. That to me is the ultimate goal and the cherry on top for the work that I do. I want to invite you to open yourself up to that possibility if that has been a struggle for you. Again, you're in the right place if that's your goal. All right. So that's kind of the mindset, the what it looks like, why we create a post-narc life. Let's talk about how to create a post-narc life. It's a very simple three-step process. And we're going to talk about exactly what the three-step process is today. And you're going to leave this episode knowing exactly how to do it. So step number one, make a decision. We're going to decide to leave the old life behind. And by that, I mean the old habits. Your life might not actually change very much on the outside, but the inner life that you have will absolutely change. We're going to identify exactly what you don't want anymore, exactly the kind of person that you want to become. We want to look at the person, the version of yourself that you became in order to please or survive your narcissist. We're going to look at that really closely. Who did you change into? Who did you become so that the narcissist in your life felt happy, you felt safe around them, they were pleased, and you were able to survive to the next day? Who is that person? And then we're going to decide that you're done with being that person. That isn't to say that we judge that person, that we kill that person, that we tell that person they're a terrible person. Absolutely not. No. We're going to bring a ton of compassion to that person. It's amazing that you survived. Like, that is a huge deal. When you think about it, you did what you had to do to get through to the next day. That's huge. You were born to survive. That's what we all have built in our systems. We will survive a situation, and absolutely you should give yourself all of the credit, no matter how many years you spent under narcissist abuse. Even if you spent decades, okay, tons of compassion here. You did what you had to do in order to survive. It doesn't matter how long you stayed. So I don't ever want you to judge yourself for how long you've stayed in a situation. Even if you're still in that situation, you're absolutely not allowed to judge yourself for choosing to stay. You're choosing to stay for good reasons. It's not about staying or leaving. It's about really looking at the version of yourself that you had to become in order to survive this situation. What does that look like? We're going to decide that you're done. You're going to commit to being done with this old version of yourself. You're going to love that old version of yourself, but you're also going to decide to be done with it. Even if this is uncomfortable, it's going to feel very uncomfortable. That's where the coaching comes in. If you're feeling really uncomfortable with this commitment, but you want to make this commitment, that's where coaching can help you get to the other side of that. You're going to have belief. You're going to believe, and you're going to believe that it's possible to leave this old version of you behind. You're just going to believe for a second that it's possible. You don't have to believe it perfectly. You don't have to 100% believe it. That's okay. But I want you to give yourself permission that this is a decision that you are allowed to make. You are absolutely allowed to make this decision. You're allowed to not make this decision if you're not ready. That's okay too. Keep listening. Keep doing the work. Keep considering it. It's all available to you when you're ready. And when you're ready, now it's time to give yourself permission. I give you permission if you need it from me. You don't need it from me, spoiler alert. You only need it from yourself. But if you would love it to come from someone outside of you to get you started, here it is. I give you permission to leave the old version of yourself that had to survive behind. You're going to shed that version of yourself. You're going to evolve into the next version of yourself. It's going to be uncomfortable. This is not a problem. This is exactly how it's going to be, and that's okay. That, again, that's where the coaching comes through. All right, so that's step one, decide to leave the old behind. Step two, you're going to create the next version of yourself. This is the juicy stuff. This is where we get to play. This is where we get to explore. This is where we get to make some mistakes, get messy. The next version of yourself is going to stay in this beautiful place of possibility. You're going to write down all kinds of ideas. You're going to make more decisions about what you like, about what you don't like, about who you are, about who you're not. You're going to really keep your brain in a place of vision. I love vision boards. Find some magazines, cut out some pictures, put it on a vision board. I love visualization. We're going to use that tool a lot as well. Visualization is huge. Bringing your brain to the place where you can actually see your postnarc life as your reality and you feel what it feels like to be there. Visualization is a very important tool that we're going to use. We're going to focus on this created version of yourself. We're going to come back to it over and over and over again, because as you do the work, and that's step three, but we'll get to that in a second. As you do the work to create the reality of your postnarc life, to bring vision into the real world, your brain is going to go all over the place. It's going to get triggered. It's going to get scared. It's going to maybe fight you. It's going to want to quit. It's going to get distracted. That's not a problem. Focusing is not about being perfectly aligned 100% of the time with your vision. It's about just constantly bringing you back over and over again, gently bringing you back to what you're focused on. So that's going to be a thing that we do over and over again. And now step three, we are going to do the work to create that next version of yourself. So we decided we're going to leave the old behind. We're going to spend a lot of time in possibility, in creation, creation of the plan of your postnarc life. And then number three, we're going to get to work to make it happen. This is where all the juicy and delicious mindset tools come in. This is where you're going to be using the work that we do to manage your thoughts and your emotions. This is where you're going to fail a lot. You're going to fail. You're going to have to learn how to be friends with failure. Failure is not a problem. Failure is how we achieve the results that we want. We're going to deal with all of the drama that's going to come up. A lot of drama is going to come up, I promise you. So we're going to have to deal with it. And it's, again, not a problem. We're going to coach you through. We're going to do the healing work. We're going to learn boundaries. We're going to learn self-forgiveness. We're going to bring all the tools into place, the mindset tools and the tools I've created for my people specifically, so that they can prep themselves to evolve into the next version of themselves. And we're going to rinse and repeat this whole process over and over again until you achieve the result that you want. That is what it's all about. It's not about doing things perfectly. It's not about never failing. It's about never giving up. We are never going to give up on this work. You will always come back to it so that your success is inevitable. That's my goal. That's how I'm going to show up for you. And I invite you to do the same, because your creation of your postnarc life is just the beginning. It's the absolute place we need to start. And we're going to keep coming back to that focus, but we have to do the work. We have to take action and take it over and over again so that you can actually make that dream, that vision come to life. So you might be thinking, well, Laura, I want to build my postnarc life. How do I start? What do I do? Well, I am so glad you asked, because guess what? To celebrate the launch of this brand new podcast and all of this amazing work, I am hosting a 3-day live virtual group coaching event in a pop-up Facebook group. It's so exciting. So each day, we're going to deep dive into these topics. First day is going to be step one, decision. And we're going to coach you on this decision. Step two, we're going to talk about creating that version of yourself. You're going to bring pen and paper to this event, and you are going to create the next version of yourself in that time. And I will coach you as you do that work. You can also do it beforehand and then come to the call ready to get coached either way. And then number three, the third day, we're going to really dive into some coaching. That's the doing the work, the mindset tools. I'm going to give you a lot of tools that I have. I won't be able to give you everything because there's only a limited amount of time. But what I do want to do is give you the most important things. And I want to provide some coaching for you in a group setting so that you can really get started, hit the ground running, and get going on your postdoc life. Each day, those topics will be discussed. I'll answer your questions. We'll get through the coaching. So you know exactly what your postdoc life will look like and exactly how to make it real. It's going to be amazing. And you can create an entire life vision. Seriously, you can bring your whole life to this work. You can create the whole thing, or you can just hone in on one thing. Maybe you want to create, I don't know, a postnarc career, postnarc business, a postnarc relationship. I don't know. You get to decide. What do you want to do? Do you want to work on a lot? Do you want to work on a few things? Do you want to work on one thing? Either way is fine. It's your life. You are in the driver's seat. And my job is to help you get to where you want to get, no matter what you've been through, no matter who happens to be in your life. That's what this is all about. So this is going to happen the first week of August in 2022. So if you go to your calendars, first week of August is going to be August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So first week of August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is going to be our live coaching event for your postnarc life. So mark your calendars, go ahead and sign up in the show notes for the registration so that you can get all the details of what time of day, the links to the calls, the link to the Facebook group, etc. So August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is going to be our postnarc life event. I hope you can make it. It's going to be so fun. And if you aren't able to make it to the actual calls, if you sign up and register, you will get access to the recorded calls so that at least you have access to the coaching. I love group coaching. It's so fun. You get to put yourself in the hot seat for yourself. You don't actually have to be in the hot seat if you don't want to be, but even just listening, you can adapt your situation to the person being coached and receive the coaching as if you were being coached. It's a great situation. So to sign up, just go to the show notes, register. Once you register, you'll get an invite to the pop-up Facebook group where you can join, you can introduce yourself, you can ask questions. And then I will go live in the group on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th to guide you through my process and to get to the coaching. It's going to be so fun. And this will be your chance to really take some time to get intentional about what it is that you really want, about who it is that you really want to be, about what your life really, you want that life to look like. Really, truly, anything is possible no matter what. And you get to do it with others along the same path and with me helping you all along the way. I will help you identify what's in the way. I will help you learn how to deal with what's in the way. That's my job. That's what I do with my clients every single day. And I want to do that for you. I want to provide that for you the first week of August. I hope you enjoy that. So this has been the first episode of Postnarc Life. We've covered a lot of amazing things. I'm so excited that you're here. Get ready for episode 2. We're going to be talking about the mindset of a postnarc life that's going to really set you up for success. And I look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day. Are you ready to take your postnarc life from dream to reality? I work with people just like you who've had to survive a lot of narcissist abuse and want to build things they never thought possible. If you want my help, I offer one-on-one coaching where we deep dive into your specific situation and clear out all the narcissist conditioning in your way so that you can start living the life you want, feeling peace and setting boundaries, that is just the beginning. Go to laurabytheway.com to apply for your one-on-one coaching spot. See you there.